Sunny, officially summer in Nashville. We're going to get highs in the 80s today. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A joint law enforcement operation has uncovered a vehicle theft ring across Middle Tennessee. Last week, investigators raided homes in the Lebanon and Wilson County area and in the Whites Creek community in Davidson County. They recovered several stolen vehicles, including a few stolen from Ohio and Texas. Law enforcement also discovered the vehicle identification numbers were altered. The raid was tied to an earlier operation last month, where members of the Lebanon Police Department, the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations seized 8 vehicles, along with drugs, cash, and firearms. In related news, Nashville police arrested 5 members of a prolific car break-in ring earlier this month. Their thefts go back over several years. While carrying out search warrants, police found car programmers, key fobs, numerous guns, and fentanyl. The incidents happened in parking lots and hotels near the airport in downtown and from the parked vehicles of NES line workers in the middle of the ice storm. Mid-decade redistricting, like the kind undertaken by Tennessee lawmakers last month, is a relatively new lever for political parties to pull. But the concept of redistricting has evolved over America's 250 years as a country, as Vanderbilt political scientist Josh Clinton explains.
You know, there's nothing about districts in the Constitution. There's nothing about redistricting. And so all of this has been constructed over time throughout history by the courts, by different political actors, all trying to seek a political advantage. And so the whole story of the country is how we resolve our political contests. Like, you think about westward expansion. In one way, the addition of new states was kind of related to this issue. Like, who gets in? Slave state versus non-slave state.
Clinton made his comments on the WPLN Daily News show, This is Nashville. Tennessee's new congressional map, which features Memphis, is still facing multiple legal challenges ahead of the August primaries. Middle Tennessee State University is proposing a 4.5% hike to tuition fees this fall that translates to about $250 more per semester for in-state students taking a 15-hour course load. This follows last year's 6.5% increase. The Daily News Journal reports the increase will fund enhanced scholarships, campus technology, salary adjustments, as well as student health services, recreation, aesthetics, and student government. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.